Father, we are thankful you are a God who cares, that you are the God that we can trust in life. God, we in some ways are just overwhelmed of your blessings. God, what a blessing it has been tonight to hear of so many ways that you've encouraged and worked in people's hearts and lives this week. And God, we thank you for that. But we pray that as we continue on through this week, God, that trials that come, God, we will constantly trust you. You know all the requests that have been mentioned before us tonight. And we just pray that you would work in these. Help us to remember these throughout this week. And to pray for your work in an incredible way here. Because God, this is your church. God, our lives aren't ours, but really they're yours. God, even as it was written, my life is yours to control. God, I just pray that you'll help us as we go through this week to truly trust you and all that we say and do. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If we had more time, I'd have you turn. I know we don't often do this, but I'd have you turn to hymn 370, Day by Day. But I want to read a couple words, a couple lines here for you. Day by day and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Man, I don't know what's going to come my way this week. Kind of scared, to be honest. But what a blessing it's been tonight to hear the blessings that God has done in lives. Aren't you thankful? Strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise wisdom, and I have no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Man, aren't you thankful? What a Savior. Judges chapter 15, real quick. Judges chapter 15. Again, a lot of my burden is that a lot of our studies on Wednesday nights are just a springboard for you to go and do more on that. We can't do a lot. We don't get into a lot on Wednesday nights. But being fruitful on what day? Monday on Sunday. You're right. On Mondays we do that. But tomorrow's Thursday. For some of us, we can't remember which day it is. Man, that's a tough thing. So. But aren't you thankful? We can be fruitful on Thursday. But how do we do that? Well, let's look at Samson's life. There's so much we could get into in chapter 15. We aren't going to. We don't have time to get into it all. But I want to encourage you to read through it later, look into it. But it came to pass, verse 1, within a while after, in the time of wheat harvest, that Samson visited his wife with a kid. And he said, I will go into my wife into the chamber. But her father would not suffer him to go in. And her father said, I verily thought that thou hadst utterly hated her. Therefore I gave her to thy companion. And so if we look at this, Samson's father-in-law gives away Samson's wife. Remember, Samson left her. He got angry because she told the riddle, gave away the riddle to the friends. And of course, God used him as a judge to the Philistines and just difficulties that God allowed him to cause there. But he came back wanting to make peace with his wife. Father-in-law, this whole process, his father-in-law had already given away his wife to somebody else to have for a wife. What a good father-in-law, aren't you? Thankful yours wasn't like that. Just going through this, then Samson, he again is a judge by God, but he lets his anger work, and God used him in spite of that. But once again, he lets his anger deal with him. And what does he do? It's interesting if you remember this historical event. What does he do? Okay, he did kill a bunch of people, but before the end of the chapter, before he killed a bunch of people, God used him to judge the people by their crops. Now remember, with some of our other, I think it was Gideon specifically we talked about, that the people there were taking their crops. Gideon is trying to thresh his wheat and all that kind of stuff in secret. Well, here, Samson, he just destroys crops. How does he do it? Okay, foxes and fire. How many of you think that sounds fun? Okay, thank you. I'm glad there's somebody else here. I mean, tying animals' tails together, don't raise your hand if you've ever done that. But tying animals' tails together and then taking fire and lighting, and then so with these animals, with these firebrands sticking up and tied in their tails, when fire's behind an animal, where do they do? They run forward, and some have said it's even been up to 30 miles of acre or 30 miles of crops that could have been in this section here. And man, talk about the destruction. 150 couples, if you'll call them that, of foxes tied together. That's a lot of destruction. People got angry, but who did they end up blaming? they didn't blame God, not here. If we continue through this chapter, and I want you to read this, they ended up blaming his father-in-law. He gave away his wife. So you know what these people did to Samson's father-in-law and to Samson's wife? They killed him by fire. It's very interesting. Why did Samson's wife want to get this riddle from Samson? Because the men threatened to do what to Samson's wife? Burn her. Back in chapter 14, incredible to see these connections that God allowed in her life. Wow! And God used Samson as a judge. Then, yes, as Bernie had said, then here he then goes and he kills a bunch of people. Man, God uses him as a judge again. We've got to remember. We're not just some video game. The video games today, there are so many gory video games that are all about death. That's not the point of the Old Testament in many of these battles that are gone through. God is using them as judges. God is just. And the Philistines, there was punishment consequences. So Samson goes through all of this. But the point I want us to remember, there's so many truths we can grasp out of chapter 15. But I want us to go right to the very end of chapter 15, verse number 19. But God clave an hollow place that was in the jaw, and there came water there out. And when he had drunk, his spirit came again, and he revived. Wherefore he called the name thereof En Hakkor, which is in Lehi unto this day, and he judged Israel in the days of the Philistines 20 years. Tomorrow, life's going to get tough. We've had an opportunity tonight to think of the blessings of God, and God encourages us, strengthens us day by day. We find our strength in him, the blessings we look at. But tomorrow, when life gets tough, we can trust in the provision of God. And here, God used the jawbone of a donkey to give him thirst, to fulfill his thirst. And aren't you thankful? We have a God who wants to use us where we are, but he wants to strengthen us in those times of life. And I'm just thankful for God. So take this, look in this chapter a little bit more. Incredible to see that. But let's go away and be fruitful tomorrow by knowing that God will strengthen us when times get tough. That's where times of this, like we had tonight, of just so many praises, encourage us, because God is good. And that's what Samson learned even here with God providing this water for him. God is good, and God strengthens us to accomplish his will. Father, we thank you for your love. We pray that you would be glorified in our lives, that God, you would help us tomorrow as we go to be fruitful. God, help us to rest in your strength, knowing that you want to strengthen us to accomplish your will in life. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You are dismissed.